Awesome. This is our fabulous warm-up audio. Maxi B was telling us the wonders of parenthood and how awful anime is.
It really is the worst. Like, if you've got, like, really good recall, it ruins you, because there's just all this meaningless stuff to remember that I now obviously use for good.
That's how memory works. A fun fact.
Anime has been a mistake, as we all know.
Yeah. Oh, Maxi B, we were actually talking about this. Do you know if there's ever been a chapter that was all two-page spreads?
In manga?
Yeah, so Chainsaw Man had it where, I think it was, what, 8 out of 16 pages were two-page spreads?
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's ever been an all-spread chapter.
I think there was a chapter of Steel Ball Run that near the end that was mostly spreads.
Oh, that's dope.
There has to have been, like, one, you know? Like, there, like, has to have happened. It just might also not have been in a manga that anybody cared about.
Off the top of my head, I don't think there's any way you'd 100% get two-page spreads, because you always have to lead in with a single page for most of the ways that magazines publish stuff. Flip a coin, anything by Hiroya Oku almost definitely has a chapter like that, like Inuyashiki, Gigant, Gantz. Those are the sorts of series that would definitely use a whole chapter just on two-page spreads.
Oh, whoa. God, Gantz. Oh, my God.
Yeah, real classy. Just like,
I heard the manga was better, but, like, my God, the anime was just, like, the most mean-spirited thing I'd ever seen in my life. I was just like, this is, like, fucking... Ugh, I hate everybody here.
Definitely still that, but by virtue of having the actual ending, you at least get, like, the release at the end of it, where you're like, ah, a good thing.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Wait, they don't have
to. I'm excited
die?
To talk about this ending, because I think Maxi B said there's, like, 5 manga that have ever had good endings in Shonen Jump.
It's hard, because, like, if your manga is popular, the Shonen Jump is gonna try really hard to keep you from ending. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like,
that's true.
The brilliance of JoJo is that because it's different parts, Araki is able to put in endings without fully ending the manga.
Yeah, like, as far as Shonen Jump is concerned, there's only 2 JoJo endings. So depending on your mileage, how did you like the end of part 5? How did you like the end of part 6? They're the only 2 that count.
Understandable.
I don't think anybody liked the ending of part 6.
What?
I mean, you don't have to say the word ending.
The ending of part 6 is like amazing, because it's what let JoJo keep going.
Well, yeah, I mean, the effect of the ending of part 6 is great. But
I like how just fucking ballsy it is. I'm sorry.
I respect that, but it is also like, man, like, that's it. Oh, man. It's like disappointing. I don't know if I want to spoil part 6 on our podcast, but, you know. Because, like, you know, the anime is still pretty relevant, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's very kind of you, Jordan.
Yes, thank you.
I just like how so much of part 6 is Araki just giving the fucking double middle finger to his editors and getting away with it for the most part.
Yeah, it's the manga you can only make if you've been successful for 15 years.
Pretty much, yeah. If only the creator of Red Hood had been successful for 15 years.
Oh, yeah. God.
They might not have been so angry. Yeah, that
the secret
been
fourth
good.
Ending.
Oh, man. Like, the manga that have good endings are actually the few flopped manga that managed to pull it off, like Time Paradox Ghost Rider, and honestly, spoilers, I think Manga-chan is a...
I know, we're going to dive into that. That's why I really am curious how this ranks on the manga
really
ending
surprised
spectrum
by
for...
it, yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I should just say, my opinion of Manga-chan changed a whole bunch from the first few chapters to the end. Because I was actually coming in here ready to poop all over it, but... the latter half of Magu changed my mind.
The ending really brings it up. Like, I want to save this for the episode.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, yeah.
By the way, Tucker, for context, I think you said you unfortunately didn't have time to read the whole thing, which is fine. How much of it did you read?
I ended up reading like the first 30 chapters of it, and then I skipped through where I read bits and pieces of it, and then I read the like last 15 or 20 chapters of it. So there's a big chunk in the middle that I didn't read or only read chapters here and there. But
I mean, it's Manga-chan,
no,
it doesn't really matter.
Oh no, Tucker, you missed the plot of Magu-chan.
That's
where?
Right, we all missed the plot of Magu-chan.
Yeah, we all did.
God.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to make sure everyone feels good about what audio they're or what microphone they're using. Everyone has like closed their blinds and things like that.
Oh, let me close my blinds.
All right, thank you.
I am recording in my girlfriend's bathroom, so I'm doing the best that I can. It should be fine. There isn't like anything actively causing noise. There's no AC. Fine. Like, it should be fine.
I'm not too worried. Okay, and then Maxi B and Tucker just checking. Do you happen to have your noise suppression off?
Noise suppression.
It's the item to the left of the disconnect from the call button.
Disconnect from the call button. Noise suppression powered by Crisp has a line through it.
Good.
Okay. Great. So good. We want that off.
Okay.
All right, cool. Does anyone have anything else they want to talk about, or shall we start rolling into the actual recording?
No.
Just a note, so this one's a little bit more loosey-goosey. It's shorter. We still round robin the characters, but we don't really have to worry about section leaders. It'll just be like one continuous conversation as we switch topics more seamlessly, I would say. And we're going to try and time box this to 45 minutes. I know, Maxi B, it's getting late for you. So we also definitely want to be respectful of both of y'all's times. And Maxi B, I'm so excited for you, though. I really want to hear the news about how everything goes.
What time is it over there on the island? You know, like the island of tea.
Out here in miserable transphobe island, it is 10:15 in the PM.
God. Ooh, I was watching. Have you been watching Ted Lasso?
I'm no. aware of the show. It stars that one guy who's got the face and he's managing a football team.
Oh, yes. So I bring that up because one lady like tells the main character who's from Kansas. And he's like, oh, it's like 6:30. He's like, ugh, I hate when British people say things like that. And she's like, I know, we only say it to piss off Americans.
It's true. Normally we just do a series of clicks to tell each other the time, as is our way as insect people.
You do. If it's 6:30, you do 6 clicks and then 36 and then 30 clicks.
You learned that from Big Ben, right? Before that, nobody knew how to tell time.
From
and
the
now
bin.
You just
no, yeah. Oh, it's
Ben taught
bong.
You. It's bong 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 boom.
God, well, imagine if metric time. Imagine if metric time existed and how fucking annoying that would be.
People try.
It does. It does exist. It's called Swatch Internet Time.
Yeah, and it completely. Was it Swatch? Was that the one where like seconds
it's
are beats or
it's
something?
Beats. The day is the day is divided up into 100 units called beats.
Yeah, it just never fucking caught on with anybody at all.
Yeah, that just sounds really.
No, it did. It very much did. People who play Phantasy Star Online, everything in Phantasy Star Online is done in Swatch Internet Time. And the new, new Phantasy Star Online game too. I think it still is like that. Everything.
Well, there
is
you go.
It's like in Swatch.
I guess
it's like
it
how there are some companies that use 13-month years.
The fuck?
Yeah, there's like an alternative calendar system that has 13 months where it's like every month is exactly 30 days, and then there's a 13-month that's like 5 days.
I hope they gave it a cool name, like Flubember.
Let me see.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie though, Maxi V, when you said you were awaiting the end, like the end of labor or like the beginning of labor or whatever, I was like, are you waiting for your job to start? Is that just like a phrase in England that like they say? For that, like,
so for the record, I'm going to post it in the recording chat. It is called International Fixed Calendar, and it is 13 months of 28 days.
I hate that.
And then there's an extra day is added as a holiday at the end of the year after December 28th. After December 28th, it's called Year Day.
I fucking hate that.
And it does not belong to any week, and it brings a total of 365 days.
Oh, that sucks.
That's a very libertarian day. It belongs to groups, but it does have concerns about ages of consent.
Yeah.
So, like, fuck. Boxing Day or something? Like,
David, your birthday doesn't exist.
Fuck off.
On that day, everyone hits each other with fish.
Leap Day would be June 17th. So fucking, this calendar's so weird.
Wait, you were born on Leap Day?
No, I was born on December 31st.
Oh,
I do have a story about that though, where my friend asked what it's like not having your birthday every year, and I was like, do you think there's just not December 31st every year? And he's like, I never really thought about it much. And
I'm
I was like, dude,
I'm
you're like 27 years old
day,
and you don't
so
know how leap days work.
I'm always so wasted I can't tell if it's a day or not.
Yeah, I was just like, did you honestly think like we only have we don't have December 31st every year? Oh, Josh, you rapscallion, what a goofy guy.
All right, well,
All right, well, started? Enough about that. Let's get into Magu-chan. So we're going to do 10 seconds of silence and then a double clap and off we go.
Magu-chan decided to destroy that 31st day.
Yes, he did. All right, but ready? All right, 3, 2, 1.